Iditarod Update.
Northern Air Cargo, with scheduled flights to 13 destinations throughout Alaska and a proud lead dog sponsor of the 2013 Iditarod, we wish all mushers a safe and successful race. Northern Air Cargo, teamwork that delivers.
It is day 3 of Iditarod 41 and 19 mushers on the trail out of Nikolai on that 48-mile stretch to McGrath. My name is David Dodman, and this is your 5 p.m. Iditarod update on KNOM. I'm joined in Studio A by Dine Rosales. Hi, Dine.
Hey, David.
Good evening. As always, there's a lot to talk about, but just an overall picture here. We have 19 mushers heading from Nikolai to McGrath. Going to be getting to those in just a moment. We have another big pack of folks who are still in Nikolai, and then some folks out of Roan and folks into Roan and not yet out. That's kind of the status of the mushers at the moment. And something to keep an eye on as we look at these times, at these racers, is who is taking a 24 potentially, who is not, and when that 24-hour layover comes into play. So, again, let's get right to the mushers. We have 19 who are currently out of Nikolai, as I mentioned. Aaron Burmeister, Gnome's Own, is at the top of that list. He was out of Nikolai at 12:25 this afternoon, dropping one dog down to 15. Ellie Zirkel doing very well in this race, just like last year, out of Nikolai at 1:13, dropping a dog down to 14. Former champion Mitch Seavey, out of Nikolai at 1:52, 15 dogs. Lance Mackey in fourth position. Dine, he told KNOM's Lorelei Kanin earlier in this race that if he finished in 12th position, I think it was, he'd be happy. And right now he's in fourth position, out of Nikolai at 2:02 with 15 dogs. And worth noting is that Lance Mackey had the fastest time coming into Nikolai from Roan. Did it in only 8 hours and 34 minutes. It is the fastest time from Roan to Nikolai. And Mackey, you know, feeling a little potentially, I guess you could say, subdued before the race began, saying his dog team was not perhaps up to where he wanted it to be, but he's doing pretty well, at least right now, in Iditarod 41. Paul Gebhardt out of Nikolai at 2:43 this afternoon, dropping one dog down to 14. Jake Berkowitz out of Nikolai at 2:59, a full string of 16 dogs. Right now, the top musher to have a line of 16. Didi Jonro out of Nikolai at 3:07, 16 dogs. And another very fast time from Roan to Nikolai, 9 hours, 2 minutes for Didi Jonro. Jesse Royer out of Nikolai at 3:09 this afternoon, dropping one dog down to 15. Michelle Phillips, ninth position, out of Nikolai at 3:10, full string of 16. Pete Kaiser, fresh off his second in a row victory in the Norton Sound 450, rounding out the top 10. He was out of Nikolai at 3:14 with 15 dogs. Sonny Lindner in 11th position, out of Nikolai at 3:19, 14 dogs. Ray Reddington Jr. out of Nikolai at 3:25, 15 dogs. Dallas Seavey behind him, out just about exactly at the same time at 3:25, 14 dogs. Ken Anderson out of Nikolai at 3:29 with 15 dogs. Now, Dine, all of these mushers so far are race veterans, but now we get to the first R on our list, and R stands for rookie. Right now, our lead rookie is Yor Olsom, and he was out of Nikolai at 3:38 with 14 dogs, and putting in a very good time from Roan to Nikolai. Actually, the second fastest time, faster even than Didi Jonro, 8 hours, 40 minutes, just 6 minutes slower than Lance Mackey. And maybe we could stop for a minute and just talk about, who is this Yor Olsom?
He's definitely a rookie to watch this year. He was at one of the top picks in many of the blogs going around. He is 26 years old, Norwegian. Professionally, he is a farmer, but he's, you could say he's a rookie for the Iditarod, but he's not really a rookie. When it comes to mushing, when it comes to racing, he placed sixth in the 2012 Yukon Quest. He raced the K300 this year, and he does have a lot of racing and mushing experience. So he's definitely one to keep an eye out for this year.
Cool. All right. And I think he did some sort of, we were talking about this a bit yesterday, but You're Awesome, I believe, did very well in a Russian race where he was like the first non-Russian to win in like 20 years. So, definitely a person to keep an eye on as this race goes forward. And right now, our top rookie, he was our top rookie yesterday at this exact same time. And again, putting in some very good times coming into Nikolai. Just in right before this update went live, Dainé, we have four more mushers who are out of Nikolai. Justin Savitas, out of Nikolai at 4:48 with 15 dogs. Kotzebue's John Baker, 2011 champ, out of Nikolai at 4:50 with 15 dogs. Jason Mackey, brother of Lance Mackey, out of Nikolai at 4:53. Jason Mackey dropping three dogs, and I believe right now that's the highest number of dogs I've seen dropped, at least at that checkpoint. Jason Mackey out of Nikolai at 4:53 with 13 dogs. Kelly Maxner out of Nikolai at 5 p.m. on the dot, 5 p.m. with a full string of 16 dogs. Then we have a chunk of mushers who are into Nikolai, not yet out. It looks like we have 13 in that category, and maybe you could take it away.
We have 13 mushers who are into Nikolai, starting with Jeff King in 20th position. Four-time Iditarod champion arrived into Nikolai at 10:14 a.m., followed by Nicolas Petit, who arrived into Nikolai at 10:24 with 15 dogs. Sin Smith following at 12:05 p.m. with 16 dogs. Last year's Rookie of the Year, Brent Saz, arrived in 23rd position at 12:15 with 13 dogs, followed by Robert Brunson at 12:55 with 16 dogs, Gary Willemeitzer at 1:06 with 16 dogs, John Katso, the second rookie to arrive after Olsen.
Yeah, and that's Josh Kadzo, yeah.
Josh Kadzo with 15 dogs.
Yep.
Kelly Griffin arrived into Nikolai at 1:28 with 15 dogs. Ramey Smith in 28th position at 2:11 with 15 dogs. Alan Moore at 3:01 and with 15 dogs. Mike Williams Jr. and Mike Williams Sr., one after the other, in 30th and 31st position respectively at 3:33 and 4:00.
Great. And looks like we have one more that just kind of slipped under the radar here. Again, we're getting new information constantly on Iditarod.com from the official standings. It looks like Paige Drobny, 32nd position, another rookie, is now into Nikolai as of 5 p.m. on the dot with 13 dogs. Looking at the updated race standings, Dainé, from positions 33 down to 54, so that should be 22 mushers altogether. 22 mushers out of Rhone on the way to Nikolai, and that stretch of trail, 75 miles, can take anywhere from 10 to even 15 hours to make that Rhone to Nikolai run. It crosses this relatively, at times, challenging area called the Farewell Burn, and right now there are 22 mushers who are hitting that stretch, that section of trail. Jim Lanier is the top of that pack, out of Rhone at 11:28 last night, 16 dogs. And again, underscoring the fact that sometimes that trail can take a while to get through. Jim Lanier not yet reported officially into Nikolai. Also in that pack, again, of 22 folks, Christy Barrington and Anna Barrington, they're mushing more or less together as they've done in the past. And they are in 37th and 38th positions, and they were out of Rhone at 5:18 early this morning for Christy and 5:20 this morning for Anna. Rudy Domoski Sr. is in 43rd position, out of Rhone at 8:25 this morning, 13 dogs. Richie Deal, out of Rhone at 9:10 with 15 dogs. Louis Ambrose out of Rhone at 9:47 with a full string of 16 dogs. So Louis Ambrose is in 48th position. And if folks are looking at the race standings and they see the name Martin Boozer all the way back in 50th position, they might kind of get some alarm bells going off, or it might be kind of surprising. But Martin Boozer right now is technically in 50th position out of Rhone at 12:03 this afternoon with 16 dogs. But keep in mind that we do have several layovers that are mandatory in the Iditarod, and the big one is the 24-hour layover, and Martin Boozer and Matt Failer are currently the only mushers who have done those two layovers. So I just wanted to pause really quickly here, Dinah, and talk about that, because it's something that's going to continue to be a factor as these race standings keep shaking out in the next couple of days. McGrath is a popular place for people to take 24-hour layovers. Nicolai, some might take it there. Takotna, again, going forward, we might start to see a lot of these mushers taking those 24-hour layovers. And somewhat surprisingly for some Iditarod fans and other mushers, Martin Boozer decided to take his layover pretty early in Rhone, which is somewhat unusual. But because of that, he left Rhone having already finished the 24-hour layover at 12:03 this afternoon. So even though he's back in 50th position, once that 24-hour layover goes into effect for all the other mushers, we might see Martin Boozer and Matt Failer, who's running pretty close to Martin Boozer, we might see their numbers start to tick back up. And indeed, we know Martin Boozer is going for that first-place position, and Matt Failer told Lorelei Kinnean earlier today that he wants to be number two. Matt Failer is a dog handler for Martin Boozer, and says he wants to be second under the Brold Arch behind Boozer. So we're going to be keeping an eye on those two guys as well. In a 51st position, right behind Martin Boozer out of Rhone, is Cindy Galley, left at 110 this afternoon with 15 dogs, dropping one there. And again, 52nd position is Matt Failer, part of that big chunk of mushers who are out of Rhone, but not yet into Nicolai. It looks like we have right now from 55th place, or 55th position, rather, down to 63rd position. That would be 9 mushers who are into Rhone, but not yet out. And Dinah, let's hear about those.
We actually have 8 mushers into Rhone and another one in Rainy Pass, or a Red Lantern. But of the 8 mushers we currently have in Rhone, one of them is Luan Ramos Marquez, who is a rookie from Brazil in 56th position. And also we have Mikhail Telpin, is 61, position 61. He's not racing the usual, you know, dogs that we see in this race. He's racing with Russian work dogs. So these dogs are, I mean, they're used to being in the snow. They're used to being out for work. They're not the traditional dogs you used for a race, especially for the Iditarod.
Right. So kind of unconventional.
It's kind of unconventional, but yeah, it seems to be working out for him. And he is in Rhone right now as of 1:23.
Okay, great. And, you know, someone else to mention in that group, too, is Newton Marshall. Again, a musher who raised some eyebrows and got a lot of attention a couple of years ago when he mushed in the Iditarod for the first time, largely because of where he's from. He's from Jamaica. So, again, a very different climate. He is back this year, right now in 62nd position, into Rhone at 1:38. And I think also worth mentioning there is Gerald Souza into Rhone at 2:33 early this morning. And wrapping up the Iditarod standings right now, our current Red Lantern, or our current last position musher, is David Sawatsky. And just a quick note about David. He's mushed in the Iditarod a handful of times before in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and in 2009, 2006. He's born and raised in Minnesota, and his best Iditarod finish was in 96. He finished in the top 10. He was in 8th position in 1996. Just a couple of notes about the trail kind of to come here. Again, as we know, the leaders are out of Nicolai. They're heading to McGrath. It's a section of trail that takes about 4.5 to 7 hours, according to the Iditarod, Dinah. So looking at the first position out time for Aaron Burmeister, he left at about 12:30 today. So if he gets there on the faster side, he might actually be there about right now, or maybe sometime very soon. Again, we might start seeing Aaron Burmeister, Ali Zirkel, Mitch Seavey, etc., start to trickle in to McGrath, rather, from Nicolai. And the first person to make it to McGrath is going to be the winner of the Penn Air Spirit of Alaska Award. The first musher there gets a spirit mask and $500 in cash. And for some mushers, it may be a good place to take a 24-hour layover because it has a few perks. It has they have a steam kettle, so you can make tea or coffee or hot water. They have a store They have a full-time cook in the kitchen, and they have a shower, which can be a nice thing when
you're on the trail.
Exactly. So McGrath, we will probably see at least some mushers taking a 24 there. Takotna is also very well, very highly renowned. Supposedly they have very good pies in Takotna. So that's the decisions you have to make on the Iditarod. You know, do you want pie or do you want a shower?
And yet we have Martin Bucer stopping way before that in Rhone.
Right. Maybe there was like a secret pie or secret shower there or something.
He must have a secret plan that he has not revealed yet.
That's
right. And
we'll
see later on if his plan works to his benefit or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, Martin Boozer's strategy, pretty unusual, but we'll see again how it teases out. Dainey, what's the weather looking like for the next part of the trail here?
Well, Nikolai for today, overnight, it's currently 34 degrees, overcast with a chance of snow, and a 70% chance of snow overnight, and fog, a low of 10 going into the morning, and winds at less than 5 miles per hour. And going into Takotna for tomorrow morning, it will be overcast with snow and mostly cloudy, 36 degrees, wind chill though, up to 10 degrees, and the winds coming south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Okay, yeah, so it sounds like the wind's not too much of a factor, but again, that warmer weather, something that a lot of mushers are definitely have on their minds and has been written about on a lot of the different blogs, especially Sebastian Schnula on Iditarod's blog, iditarod.com, talked about that earlier today, can kind of make for some difficult decisions. Do I rest the dogs in the heat of the day? Do I run them, but run them more slowly? Aaron Burmeister says he likes the fact that the heat slows his dogs down. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how that relative warmth affects the teams. So once again, we have 19 mushers out of Nikolai on the way to McGrath. The first person there wins that Penn Air Alaska Award. And stay tuned after this update for one of the mushers who is doing pretty well in this Iditarod 41 so far, Lance Mackey, the fastest time into Nikolai. Going to hear him in Nikolai with KNOM's Lorelei Kanin. Dainey, thank you so much. Stay tuned to KNOM again for the full interview with Lance Mackey in Nikolai. For more Iditarod coverage, visit us on the web, knom.org. The next Iditarod update will be at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
KNOM takes you on the trail.